brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹晚上好。
I felt tonight is not a message sharing.
啊，我觉得今天晚上好像不是一个讲道的时间。
But actually, it's a fellowship within the body of Christ.
就是我们在啊主的身体里面，我们有一点交通。
I felt actually my job is easier.
我觉得我今天的任务可能比较简单。
I will just serve my part. You serve your part.
啊，我要尽我这一份，你们弟兄姊妹也要尽你们那一份。
And brother Colin will serve his part.
啊，翻译的也要尽翻译的一部分。
He already translated slides for me.
我们。
And so actually let's have a word of prayer first.
我们一同有点祷告。
So we want to thank you so much that tonight we can gather together in your name.
主，我们感谢你，我们能够今天晚上聚，因奉你的名聚集。
So we are not strangers to each other.
我们彼此并不是陌生的。
So we are all your children.
我们都是你的儿女。
We are all sons of the living God.
我们都是永生神的儿子。
And we are all saved by your only begotten Son.
我们都是因你独一的儿子而得救。
And you call us unto glory.
你也呼召我们进入荣耀里。
Be molded to the image of your Son.
好磨成你儿子的形象。
Lord, we do pray that even tonight you will give us your presence.
我们也求你说，主啊，今天你的同在赏给我们。
As we fellowship about spiritual things.
当我们一同交通这属灵的事。
Only the Holy Spirit can make it clear to us.
只有圣灵能将这些解释清楚。
Holy Spirit, would you make it clear to every one of us?
圣灵啊，你是在向我们每一位都解释清楚。
Through your word,
借着你的话语。
So consistent in the Bible,
实在是在圣经中何等的一贯一致。
What a glorious calling you have called us!
主啊，你实在是按你荣耀的呼召呼召我们。
We give you all the glory.
我们把所有荣耀都归给你。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
So we see these pictures, and this says in Haggai, the latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts.
我们看到这幅图画，这里讲到是在哈该书中说，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Do brothers and sisters know when did Haggai said about these things?
弟兄姊妹们，你们是否知道先知哈该是在什么时候讲这个话？
Of course, it's in the book of Haggai, right?
当然是在哈该书里面讲的。
There's other places mention Haggai, do you know?
但是在圣经也有其他的部分提到哈该这位先知。
Does someone know?
有人知道吗？
You know what? When Haggai made this prophecy, what happened afterwards?
所以当哈该做了这个预言之后，在之后发生了什么？
You know, at that time, the Israelites they came back from the captivity.
我们知道以色列人当时从被掳之地归回。
They started work, but then stopped.
他们开始了一个工作，但又停下来。
But God raised up the prophet Haggai.
但是神兴起的先知哈该
to speak to his people,
向他的百姓说话。
And you know that afterwards the temple was rebuilt.
我们知道在这之后圣殿就被重建。
And for this temple rebuilt,
在这圣殿重建的过程中
after this temple was rebuilt, it's not like Solomon's temple.
这个圣殿建成之后，这并不是像所罗门时候的圣殿。
It's so much provision from David, so much beautiful, so beautiful gold, so much decorations.
我们知道所罗门王的圣殿，他有大卫王给他一切的供应，是何等的荣耀，有那么多的金子，各样的宝物。
But when they rebuilt the temple,
但是当后来他们重建这圣殿
，it's kind of very shabby in comparison to Solomon's temple.
这个重建的圣殿与所罗门王的圣殿相比，其实是相当的简陋。
However, in the eyes of the Lord,
但是在神的眼中
this is a more glorious temple.
主在说这是一个更荣耀的殿
because of Solomon's temple,
因为所罗门王的殿
perhaps is only a type,
只是一个预表
but this temple rebuilt,
但是这个圣殿的重建
，that Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, went there.
我们知道，在这重建的圣殿，我们的主耶稣要进入这殿。
It was rebuilt in a time of difficulties.
这是在困难的时候，他们重建了这殿。
The Lord valued not the physical form of this temple.
我们的主并不是在那里啊、看重那啊、物质上、外表上的这个殿。
The Lord really emphasized the faith of His dear ones, His children.
而主是在那里看重、他的百姓、他的儿女的信心。
This temple is built in a spiritual way.
这个殿是按着属灵的方式建的。
And one day Christ can come to this temple.
有一天，基督也要进入这殿。
We know that in the book of Daniel, there's a 77.
我们知道在但以理书里面有70×7。
And they prophesied after seven days, this temple will be rebuilt in a time of difficulty.
在那里也预言说，在艰难的时候，七日之后，这圣殿要重建。
And then the 62 sevens and the anointed one will come to this temple.
然后在62×7之后，那受膏者就要进来。
So why we talk about this?
那我们为什么讲到这些呢？
So because we're talking about the First Peter.
因为这连到了彼得前书。
So we will start with a quick review of 1 Peter.
我们就快快的回顾一下彼得前书。
We can all read these verses together.
我们也可以一同。
This verse we can read together.
我们也可以一同来读彼得前书的这一段话。
Chapter 1, verse 1 to 2.
第一章一二节。
I'll try to be quick, just to brief review.
我快快的读过。
Peter, apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrim of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、比推尼寄居的，就是受父神的先见被拣选。
In sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied.
借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。
From this very introduction, this is a slide that I borrow or steal from Brother Maurice.
这个引言这个幻灯片，我是从 Maurice 弟兄那里借过来。
We know that who wrote this letter.
我们知道是谁写了这封书信。
And it's Peter.
就是彼得。
And in Brother Maurice's introduction, we know.That Peter, this name is not random. His father gave his name. It's not that way. It's not his father gave him this name.
我们知道，彼得这个名字呢，并不是他的父亲给他的。
It is our Lord gave him this name.
是我们的主给他这个名字。
It means a small stone.
是一个小石头。
And who is this letter addressed to?
那这封信又是写给谁的呢？
It's addressed to the Christians dispersed.
是写给分散在各地的基督徒
that elected according the foreknowledge of the God the Father.
他们是照父神的先见被拣选。
This letter is written to the church.
这封信是写给教会。
If we review back further, with our brother Dana's message in the book of Hebrews.
如果我们再回到更早一点啊，我们 Dana 弟兄与我们分享希伯来书。
Brother Dana put the Hebrews.First and Second Peter and James together, and this is a group of letters.
我们 Dana 弟兄他把希伯来书、彼得前后书和雅各书放在一起。
And this group of letters is the kingdom letters.
他称这一组的书信为国度的书信。
It is about God's kingdom.
是讲到神的国。
Another slide borrowed.
我这一个下一节幻灯片又是我也是借来的。
So we talked about the timing of how when this book was written.
我们讲到时间线，就是这封书信是什么时候写的。
And if you can see, that there in the middle, First and Second Peter.
我们看到在中间那里有彼得前后书。
It's maybe around the reading here, maybe 64 AD.
大约是在主后64年。
This is time Christians are really going through persecutions.
这段时间基督徒也经历了逼迫。
We saw Paul was martyred right before 70 AD,
大约在之后几年，主后七十年左右，使徒保罗就殉道了。
This is a time of extremely difficult time.
这段时间实在是极其艰难的时候。
The church are being were persecuted.
教会受逼迫。
Think about it. What happened if that happened to us?
我们也思想，如果这发生在我们身上会如何？
And the brothers and sisters are dispersed.
弟兄，并且弟兄姊妹也都分散。
And this persecution is just not did not stop right after Paul was martyred.
我们也知道这个逼迫并不是到保罗殉道之后就结束。
We know that the Romans persecuted church, Roman Empire for 300 years.
我们知道罗马帝国逼迫教会300年。
Brothers and sisters, like 300 years is not three generations, maybe six, eight generations.
300年都不止三个世代，可能有六七八个世代。
And if we look at the next slide,
我们再看下一个幻灯。
This is another small region. If you know the map of Europe, it's a huge area.
这个地图虽然看起来很小，但是我们知道这其实是很大的一块地方。
And at that time, the brothers and sisters are dispersed all over here.
我们知道当时弟兄姊妹就分散在各地。
And also because of this, the gospel can also be preached.
我们也知道，因着他们分散，福音也传遍了这地。
If I'm not mistaken, I think after 300 years in the Roman Empire, if they kill Christians, then out of every two people, they may need to kill one.
我们知道如果我没有记错的话，在300年之后在整个罗马帝国里面他们虽然还是逼迫，但是大约两个人中间就有一位是基督徒。
How can this be, right?
这是怎么发生的呢？
Such persecutions, why there are so many Christians?
有这样大的逼迫，却又有这么多的基督徒。
I imagine at that time during persecution, this book of Peter and Hebrews must be First and Second Peter, these kingdom books must be very, very precious to the dear saints.
所以我也就想，在他们弟兄姊妹受逼迫的时候，这本书信《彼得前后书》还有《希伯来书》，对有弟兄姊妹一定是非常的宝贵。
So this is another slide, is to showing the overview.
这个幻灯就讲到这个概览。
I think our brothers have covered very comprehensively.
我想我们的弟兄已经很全面的概括了。
And my easier job is just to take part of these.
我的工作比较简单，就是讲一部分。
So today, we can see the context, and we can see the second one, the identity, and the third one is following Christ's examples.
我们也看到这里讲到有这个写作的背景，写到我们讲到我们基督徒的身份，也讲到我们跟随主的脚步。
And my responsibility today is for the second part.
我今天就预备分享第二部分。
It's talking about stones.
就是讲到石头。
I think there's a word for the study of stones, right? What is it called? Geology. Geology. Okay.
可能也有一个可能叫岩石学。这个、
so we come to the geology department tonight.
所以我们今天就来专门研究这个石头岩石。
Before that,
在这之前
I really thank our brother Enoch shared last week.
我也是很感谢我们以诺弟兄上次的分享。
He's a nerd.
他实在是一个学者。
Nerd, not you. No, he's a nerd. So he liked to study those words.
我们以诺弟兄喜欢学研究那些字。
So he shows us one theme across the book of First Peter.
所以他就给我们看到在彼得前书当中有一个的主题。
He focused on, I think, he one of his burden also the sons we are being made ready, being we are, being molded to that image.
就是讲到，就是借着经过苦难，我们被磨成他神儿子的样子，样式。
So today we study geology.
所以我们今天就来研究这些石头。
So what is this? Someone may know. Oh, sorry. What is this?
这是什么？
Yeah, someone knows. Have you been there?
Yes.
我们的弟兄有去过。
The answer is Solomon's Quarry. 采石场。
这是所罗门的采石场。
Someone also mentioned it's a Hezekiah cave, something like that.
有人也提到这可能是西西家王的一个洞。
Yeah, a good point. We will come back to this.
我们会再回来头来讲这个。
What is this?
这个是什么
？Another geology. What is this? What is? This is not a specific place. This is just something built together. These are just stones.
这并不是一个很，这不是我的图片，不是一个特别的地方，只是说这个石头建造成一座墙。
But do you notice something special about these?
但是你有觉得有什么特别的吗？这一个图画。
No mortar. Yes, no mortar. Yeah, no mortar.
没有
泥，
没有那个泥。
And it's all you see. It's all different shape.
他们每块石头都是不同的形状。
But they just fit.
但是他们却是连在一起。
So what is this?
那这一个是什么？这个比较简单。
This is much easier. What is made from?
这是由什么建造的呢
？So I think we have enough.Stones. Now let's read some verses together.
我们看够了石头，我们现在一同来读一些经文。
We start with 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 4 and 6.
我们先来读彼得前书二章四到六节。
As you come to him, a living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫。
To be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
For it stands in Scripture, Behold, I'm laying in Zion a stone.
因为经上说，看啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石放在西安
，a cornerstone chosen and precious，
所拣选、所宝贵的房角石。
And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame，
信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
Another slide，
下一页。
Is a second, First Peter chapter 2:7-10，
彼得前书二章七到十节。
So the honor is for you to believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
And the stone stumbling and the rock of offense.
又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。
They stumble because they disobey the word.
他们半跌都因不顺从真理
，and they were destined to do.
他们这样半跌也是预定的。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
And you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民。
Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
And the last part we are reading in this beginning part is in Matthew chapter 16:15-19.
我们再来读一处马太福音16章15到19节。
And I think in the study before, we also referenced this verse.
我想我们之前的弟兄也提到过这段经文。
And this is talking about the rock.
这里就讲到石头。
He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replied, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus answered him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosened in heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
So these are the key verses. So we will start like going through these verses.
所以这就是我一些重要的经文。
So let me ask you another question.
让我问你们再问你们一个问题。
Someone's shaking their head. Maybe I'll point to that guy. So what is the first verse mentioned in the Bible about rock?
You show it already.
I'm showing it. Yeah. Did you steal that?
所以在圣经
中 What is the first word in the Bible mentioning rock? Just this word, rock.
所以在圣经中第一次提到磐石或者说石头是在哪里？
Where?
The question is where or what?
Where?
Where? When is the first time the Bible mentioning this word, rock?
就是在圣经中第一处
the answer, actually. Yes. So some of the gentlemen are not going to answer. So this is first place. If you look your Bible, if you have those electronic Bible, you search it, and the first words you will find is this.
所以大家如果这个圣经你搜寻一下的话，这里就是第一处圣经提到磐石。
It is in Exodus chapter 17, verse 5-6.
是在出埃及记十七章五到六节。
And Lord said to Moses, Pass on before these people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and take your hand the staff which you struck the Nile, and go.
耶和华对摩西说，你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，带领以色列的几个长老从百姓前走过去。
Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and the water shall come out of it.And people will drink.
我必在河列的磐石那里站在你面前。你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。
And Moses did so, and Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel.
摩西就在以色列的长老眼前这样行了。
You know, this is the first time in the Bible mentioning this word rock.
这里就是第一处在圣经当中提到磐石这个字。
And the rock is not a small pebble, it's not a small stone.
这里讲到的是磐石，并不是一块小石头。
Rock can be huge.
这个磐石可能是很大。
Remember the first stone picture we saw, Solomon's quarry.
我们还记得我们刚才看的所罗门的采石场。
That huge mountain underneath is kind of the rock all connected together. It's a huge rock.
在那里是一座山，但是这个山下面都是巨大的石头连在一起。
And this miracle in the Exodus is not just allegory. It's not something just a story. It's not just a story.
我们知道在出埃及记里这里这个神迹并不只是给我们一个故事。
And indeed, archaeologists they found stones like that. This is not that stone, but they find the rock like that.
我们知道考古学家也确实找到在那个地方有这样子的石头。
And actually, in a lot of rocks, you know, some people like some shepherds in the Middle East, they know sometimes they need to find water, they knock the rock.
在中东那个地方，那些特别是牧羊的人，他们知道，如果他们需要找水的话，他们有时候是去敲那些石头。
Sometimes there is a huge volume of water hidden in the rock.
有时候呢，在这些石头的下面藏着大量的水。
And this picture, on the left,
左边的这幅图画
，the cartoon like showing what might happen to this rock, particular rock.
当然这是画出来的，并不是真实的一个图画。
But this rock is a real rock. I'm saying the left one, the flowing water, is just cartoon illustration.
但是右边这个图画是真实的，但是左边那个是画，把这个水画上去。
Why do people think this is a water gush out of this rock?
为什么有人会觉得说从这块石头当中会有水喷出来呢？
Because the people found out there is a lot of pebbles beneath this huge rock.
因为人们在这块大石头下面找到了很多小的卵石。
And those pebbles usually only formed when waters flow through them.
这些卵石一般都是在水冲击之后形成的。
But this rock mentioned the Exodus.
但是在出埃及记里面提到的这个磐石，
This is not small rock, this is huge rock.
这不是一个小的石头，是一块大的磐石。
Think about millions of people can be fed.
因为我们知道那里有上百万的人在那里喝水。
Think about the size, imagine about the size.
所以你可以想象这块石头有何等的大。
And if you continue, do your Bible search.
如果你接着
word search in the Bible.
接着在这个圣经当中搜寻这个磐石的话，
You find it occurs at least 101 times.
我们可以发现至少在圣经当中出现了101次。
And what is the second time it appears?
那第二次出现是在哪里呢？
And we can read it together in Exodus 33 verse 21 to 23.
我们可以同来读在出埃及记33章21到23节。
And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock.
耶和华说，看啊，在我这里有地方，你要站在磐石上。我的荣耀经过的时候，我必将你放在磐石穴中。
And I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by.
我用我的手遮掩你，等我过去。
And then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen.
然后我要将我的手收回，你就得见我的背，却不得见我的面。
This is the second place of the rock. It's very interesting.
这是第二次石头磐石出现。
And what about third place?
那第三次呢？
It's also very interesting.
也是很有趣的。
Actually, this is not exactly third place. Not exactly, but exactly.
这事实上不是第三次出现，但也是第三次。
Because technically, if you search rock, there is a rock badger appear before this. There's a rock badger before this.
如果你搜寻的话，还是有一些石头这个字。
Badgers, rock badgers, the animals, then animal name, rock badgers.
有一种动物叫。出现在这前面。
But the real rock, this is third place.
但是磐石这个字是第三次出现。
It's in Numbers, chapter 20, verse 8.
是在民数记二十章八节。
Take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron your brother, and tell the rock before their eyes to yield its water.
你拿着杖去和你的哥哥亚伦召聚会众，在他们眼前吩咐磐石发出水来。
So you shall bring water out of the rock of them and give drink to the congregation and their cattle.
水就从磐石流出，给会众和他们的牲畜喝。
And we know what happened to Moses.
我们也知道之后发生了什么。
This is Moses did something wrong.
我们知道摩西做错了事。
What did he do?
他做了什么呢？
He struck the rock.
他又击打了磐石。
He's not supposed to.
他并不应当这样做。
He's in real trouble.
他实在是有大麻烦。
Because of this, he could not even enter the promised land.
你知道，因此他不能进入应许之地。
So I think it is, I can almost guarantee there's no coincidence. The Bible, the first three times in the Bible, the rock appeared in these places.
所以因此我也相信。圣经中这前头三次讲到磐石并不是偶然的。
And this type is so important in God's heart.
在神的眼中，这个磐石有一个很重要的预表。
And when Moses did something wrong,
当摩西他做错了这个事，
he struck the rock twice.
当他击打磐石两次，
he misrepresented God's heart.
他实在把神的心代表错
了。And he could not enter the promised land.
因此他就不能进入应许之地。
And what is this rock?
那所以这个磐石到底讲到什么？
There could be interpretations.
可能有不同的解释。
But we know, you know, there are, we even have songs.
我们知道我们也有些诗歌讲到磐石。
The rock of ages cry for me.
比如讲到万古的磐石。
So it's very clear, right, to us. These verses are all very familiar verses.
这对我们都很熟悉。
So in the next slide, give us some picture, just to think about it.
所以我们再看一些这些图片来思想。
And when we talk about these rocks,
当我们讲到这些石头的时候
，it is not that we study geology now here now.
我们并不是真的在研究这些石头本身。
We are thinking about our relationship with these rocks.
而是我们在思想我们与这些磐石的关系。
And this rock on the right, on the right hand,
在右边的这些石头
，they were struck.
他们被击打。
It was struck.
它被击打。
And it is cleft for us.
它就为我们裂开。
And there's water flows out of it.
从中就有水流出来。
And in that cleft,
在那这个缝隙当中。
Moses was hidden there.
在这个穴中，摩西就隐藏在那里。
He can see God there.
他在那里就可以看见神。
And this rock, cleft rock,
这个分开的石头。
This rock, you don't need to strike it twice.
你也不能击打它两次。
You can just ask, and the water will flow out.
你就只要吩咐它，这个水就会流出来。
And no wonder in the New Testament, Brother Paul gave us this. Clear answer.
所以我们也难怪就在新约当中，保罗弟兄就给我们一个很清楚的解释。
It's in First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 4.
是在哥林多前书十章一到四节。
And let's read together.
我们一同来读。
Just read the slides. For we do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里、海里受洗归了摩西。
And all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink.
并且都吃了一样的零食，也都喝了一样的灵水。
For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed him, and the rock was Christ.
所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
，this rock is not important knowledge, a lesson in the Bible.
所以这个磐石并不仅仅是印着在圣经中它有这些知识而重要。
This rock is a spiritual rock.
这里讲到这个磐石是一个灵磐石。
And this here says for this.Drank from the same the spiritual rock.
这里也讲到所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石。
That's very interesting. Is the rock followed them?
所以特别有意义讲到说是随着他们。
So brothers and sisters, the Christ we have.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们所有的基督
，it is with us.
是与我们同在的。
Isn't it true that Christ died for us?
何等的真实，基督为我们而死。
And on his side flowed blood and water.
从他的肋旁就流出血和水来。
And we have our life in him.
我们在他里面就得着生命。
And how he supplies us with this spiritual drink daily.
而他每一日都供应我们这属灵的水。
And as we journey through the earth, he is that living rock that moves with us.
而当我们在地上过生活的时候，他也是这个灵磐石跟随着我们。
So now we come to our verse again.
我们再读一处的经文。
In the First Peter,
在彼得前书。
It's the verse that we already read. I just want to come back after we see these pictures. We have some thoughts, impressions, and when we read these verses again, let's see what the Lord is speaking to us.
这个段经文我们已经读过，但是当我们思想了刚才的那些之后，我们再一次来思想这处的经文。
As you come to him.A living stone, rejected by men, but in sight of God, chosen and precious.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前。
You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
For it stands in Scripture, Behold, I lay am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame.
因为经上说，看啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
This is when Brother Dana starting the study of the book Hebrews.
当 Dana 弟兄与我们一同查考希伯来书的时候。
He is very interesting. The first study he emphasized this spirit of prophecy.
在他一开始他与我们分享到先知的灵。
He used a whole session to talk about this.
他用了一整段的时间与我们分享。
Indeed, we can only understand this in that spirit, in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们能够
what is talked about here.We can only understand that.
所以我们要明白这里所讲的，也需要那个灵。
Brother and sister, do you think you are living stones?
弟兄姊妹，你们是否觉得你们是那活石？
Have you seen that you are living stones?
你是否看到你是那活石？
We pray that the Lord can open our eyes. We can see this is a great prophecy revelation here.
我们也实在求主开我们的眼睛，因为这是一个何等大的启示，何等大的预言。
And here it says.For it stands in the scripture. In scripture,
他这里说，正如经上说
，there's a multiple actually once again in the Bible, there are multiple places referring to this.
我们在圣经中就可以看到有许多处讲到这里。
We come to one place.
我们来到第一处。
It's in Psalm 118.
是在诗篇一百一十八篇
，verse 21 to 24，
二十一到二十四节。
I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation.
我要称谢你，因为你已经应允我，又成了我的拯救。
The stone that builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
匠人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头。
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
这是耶和华所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
We even have a song about this, right?
我们知道我们有首诗歌唱到这里。
And the next one,
下一处
，in Isaiah,
在以赛亚书中
，Isaiah 28 verse 16,
二十八章十六节。
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am the one who has laid as a foundation in Zion.
所以主耶和华如此说：看啊，我在西安放一块石头作为根基
，a stone, a tested stone，
是试验过的石头
，a precious cornerstone，
是宝贵的房角石
，of a sure foundation，
是稳固的根基。
Whoever believes will not be in haste，
信靠的人必不着急。
It's very interesting. It's a slightly different. Whoever believes in him will not be in haste.
所以很有意思，它有一点点的不同，讲到说信靠的人必不着急。
So whoever believes in him have this anchor.
所以凡信靠他的人有这个锚。
I just felt brother Caleb take the song. When I saw that he sang, I said, "Oh, that's exactly what I'm going to share."
所以当我看到 Caleb 弟兄之前领诗的时候，我就说，这诗歌实在是我要分享的。
There's an anchor that whoever believes in him will not be ashamed. Whoever believes in him.Will not be in haste.
这里就有讲到这样的一个锚，凡信靠他的人必不至羞愧，凡信靠他的人也不着急。
Once again, I will use some pictures to show this.
再次我们看一些图片。
So the revelation of Brother Peter had.
这里彼得给我们的启示。
We all know that, this rock is Christ. Someone mentioned this rock is Christ.And someone mentioned interpret that when the Lord said, I'll build my church upon the rock, is the rock is God, or the rock is the revelation of Jesus is Christ.
这里说我们一般都说这个磐石就是基督，但是我们也知道讲到说主说我要在这磐石上建造我的教会的时候，也有人说这个磐石在那里是指神，或者是讲到启示。
Brothers, previously, Maurice mentioned this, that Peter, when the Lord gave him a name, Peter, he must spend some time thinking, why Peter?
我们之前 Maurice 弟兄们分享的时候也提到，主给彼得这个名字，彼得就是小石头的时候，彼得一定也在那里想，为什么主给我这个名字？
And also, when Peter professed Christ, has this revelation that Christ is, he is the Son of God, and the Lord gave him a further revelation.
我们知道当、彼得在那里任性说你是、基督永生神的儿子的时候，主耶稣 也对他进一步解释了这石头的意义。
And he said, upon this rock I will build my church.
我们的主说在这磐石上我要建造我的教会。
So Peter had a revelation.
所以彼得有那个启示。
As he is seeking the Lord.
当他寻求主的时候，
This is the same way we can get revelation from the Lord.
同样，这也是我们寻求主得着启示的方法。
He is Alpha, he is Omega. He's so consistent. For with him, there's no shadow turning.
他是 Alpha, 他是 Omega, 他是首先末后，他在他没有转动的影儿。
And when Peter had this, living this revelation, that we are like living rocks.
所以当彼得有这样的启示说到我们是活石，
We are built together into a spiritual house.
我们被建造成为灵宫。
And this is not just an allegory, just an example.
这并不只是一个例子或者是比喻。
This is really what's going on.
而是一个实在发生的事情。
And brothers and sisters, we are being built together.
就是弟兄姊妹，我们被彼此建造在一起。
No matter how we like each other or don't like each other,
不论我们是否喜欢彼此或者不喜欢彼此。
If you are a real Christian,
如果你是真是基督徒，
we are being built together.
我们就被建造在一起。
And here it says, a living stone.
所以这里讲到活石。
We saw that rock on the top.
我们看到在这上面的这块石头。
And we saw here on the bottom is a cornerstone.
在下面我们看到有这个房角石。
And we all know the story that in the Psalms we read the stone that builder rejected.
我们知道在诗篇那里讲到匠人所弃的石头。
Israelites, they are the people that God entrusted His holy word.
对于以色列人，神把他的圣言交托给他们。
They are the builders.
他们就是那建造的人。
Yet.They rejected Christ.
但是他们弃绝了耶稣。
But this rejected stone, God in God's eyes is chosen and precious.
但是他们所弃的这个石头，在神的眼中是被拣选，是宝贵的。
And God's building is using this stone as the cornerstone.
神的建筑也就用这块石头做他的房角石。
And let's see another rock.
我们再看这个石头。
So this is the Now we all know this is the Solomon's Quarry.
我们现在也都知道这是所罗门王的采石场。
And if you went, I think many of us have went before, right?
我想我们中也有许多人去过这个地方。
Or if you went to cave, you have the experience. You know what is in there?
或者你到这个洞穴里面，你也知道在里面有什么。
It's very dark.
就是里面很黑暗。
And maybe rusty.
也可能很潮湿。
Maybe dirty, right?
也很脏。
Yeah, but these stones are being quarried out.
但是在从这个穴中有一个石头被采集出来。
Brothers and sisters, when we look at each other, right?
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们彼此互看的时候，
it's not very fine looking.
我们都不是太好看。
Ask my wife.
你可以问我的妻子。
But we are being prepared in our daily life.
但是我们每一日当中都被预备。
And we are so unworthy.
我们实在是那样的不配。
But yet because we have this life of Christ.
但是因着在我们里面有基督的生命。
That God even before has chosen us, even before the foundation of this world. Before he created this world, he chose us in Christ.
在创世以先，神就拣选了基督。
So we, each of us,You know, even though we are not such fine looking, so fine looking,
所以虽然我们彼此都好像不是太好看，
but we all have that life, same life from Christ.
但是我们都从基督那里领受了同样的生命，
and quarried out of that huge rock.
就从那这个采石场当中，我们被采集出来，
and it's also no mistake.
同样的
that.This spiritual house being built can use nothing else.
这个属灵的这个房屋被建造，它的唯一的功用
can use no other materials.
这个属灵这个的 房屋的建造便不能够用任何别的材料。
It's not our organization.
并不是我们一个机构。
It's not our, planning or our men, not something from men.
也不是我们人在这里预备安排。
The material has to be of Christ.
这个材料只能够是基督。
And we can see in this, the tall picture.How well the stones are put together.
我们看到在上面的这张图片当中，这些石头是那样的合宜的放在一起。
When we visit Israel,
当我们访问以色列的时候
，sometimes we will see indeed that they build houses with stones.
我们看到他们实在有的地方就是用石头建造房屋。
It is a marvelous sight. These things are real.
这实在是令人很惊奇，这是真实的。
And the stones touch each other, and there's no mortar, there's no other thing to put them together. They just fit.
这些石头也并没有粘土在中间，就是一层层的堆叠，但它们就是这样合宜的放在一起。
And God is preparing us this way.
神也是按着这个方式来预备我们。
In the hidden places, He deals with us, He molds us.
在可能看不见的地方，他就在那里磨我们。
But in His perfect design, we are to be.Built together seamlessly.
那最终在他完全的安排之下，他就使我们都彼此合一的连接。
And how this can be built? There has to be a cornerstone.
那这个房屋是如何建造的呢？它一定要有一个房角石。
What is a cornerstone?
所以这个房角石是什么呢？
There are some explanations. One is the cornerstone is important. Is in a way it says an important quality feature.On which a particular thing depends, all is based. About in quality, it's a foundational.
所以这房角石第一就讲到它是那个基础根基。
And another explanation actually, from people who are doing architecture like buildings. In the old days, there's no modern machinery.
另一方面，房角石在建筑来说，在古代它并没有那些。
And how you know that when your house is built, it's not tilted?
所以你如何知道这个房屋建造是垂直的呢，而不是倾斜的呢？
And if you know, it's brothers and sisters who arrange these chairs.
所以弟兄姊妹，平时我们在排这些椅子。
Do people do cleaning here? Arrange these chairs?
弟兄们都有在这里做清洁。
And you know how you can line this up?
所以你们是怎么把这些椅子排成一条线的呢？
You have to line the ones in the corner right.
所以很关键，你要把在角上的那个椅子先排队。
Because everything is according to that cornerstone.
因为之后的椅子都是根据在角上的那个椅子排的。
The same thing, God's building work is according to Christ.
同样，神的建造也是根据基督那个房角石。
It had to be perfect perpendicular.
所以它一定要完美垂直
，perfect horizontal，
也完美的水平
，and all then the building can be built，
这样这个建筑才能够建造起来。
The same way the Lord is building His spiritual temple this way，
同样的，我们的神也是如此的建造他属灵的殿。
The Lord is building you and me this way，
主也是如此的建造你和我。
Everything is according to Christ，
一切都是根据基督。
So we can see if everything is according to Christ。Then this spiritual temple can be built.
那如果所有的都是根据基督，那最终这属灵的殿就能够建成。
And kind of summary here.
我们总结一下。
So you see these pictures.
所以你看到这些图片。
So you see like how in a dark quarry, stones are being quarried out.
所以我们看到，首先在那个黑暗的地方，石头被采集出来。
And how these stones can be put together.
然后这些石头如何的被放在一起。
How there should be a cornerstone.
然后如何它应当有一块房角石
there's a temple can be built.
然后有个殿能够被建起来
But this is not the physical temple the Lord is after now.
但是我们的主如今他并不是在寻求那物质的建筑上的殿
The Lord is after the spiritual temple.
主是在寻求那属灵的殿
And indeed the book of Haggai
所以在哈该书中
The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former.
这里说，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
Says the Lord of hosts, and in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts.
在这地方，我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。
I'm not sure if I convey the impression upon your heart.
我不知道我是否把这个表达清楚。
And here in First Peter it says,
在彼得前书这里说，
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
That you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Brothers and sisters, I pray that the Holy Spirit can truly make this vision to us. We can see this as a living.
弟兄姊妹，我实在是祈求圣灵能把这个图画、这意象向我们讲清楚，我们能够真的看到这是一个活的。
And if we are living in the body of Christ,
如果我们住在基督的身体里面
，I found it's very real.
我也觉得这实在是真实的。
And when we read the book of Nehemiah,
当我们一同来读尼希米记的时候
，When they are building the wall of city wall,
他们在建造城墙的时候
，And every one of them build a part in front of them.
每一位都建造这城墙的一部分。
It's also a picture for us.
这也是对我们的一幅图画。
In this spiritual building work, every one of us, we are part of the structure. We are also being built together.
在这属灵建造的图画当中，我们每一人都是在建造我们的一份。我们同时，我们也被建造进入这属灵的一份。
And God's desire is to fill us, fill His spiritual house with His glory.
神的心意也是要使他的这个他的建造经营充满了他的荣耀。
Just as in the time when the Romans are persecuting the church, were persecuting the church.
就当时罗马帝国逼迫教会的时候
，300 years they could not wipe out the church.
300年之久，他们都没有办法除掉教会。
Indeed, as Matthew 16 says, the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
就像马太福音16章那里说，阴间的权势不能胜过他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，What about us?
那我们呢
？Someone says that you know there are two, maybe there are two most difficult times.
有人说可能有两个字最艰难的时候。
One is in the early days of the church.
一个是在教会的初期。
And one is in the very last, in the end days of the church.
另一个就是教会在末时的教会
，before Christ comes，
就是在基督回来之前的教会。
There will be difficult times，
在那时也有艰难。
Are we being prepared？
我们是否被预备
？I felt our brothers have this burden. We studied the book of Hebrews and studied the book of Peter, First, Second Peter's. There, the Holy Spirit behind is preparing us.
我也觉得我们之前读希伯来书，如今我们查考彼得前书，圣灵都是在背后预备我们。
What is preparing us? Prepare us for?
圣灵是要预备我们做什么呢
？In this picture, we talk about the outlines of the First Peter.
在这些图画中，我们讲到了彼得前书的概览。
There's a difficult times. The Holy Spirit is preparing the church.
在当时是教会经历逼迫艰难的时候，圣灵也在那里预备。
Did we say that all things work for good?
我们是否说凡事互相效力
？For those who are called according to His purpose,
凡他所招的人得着益处。
So what is happening here? Why Christians, you know, we are promised with peace, why we are suffering?
所以，我们基督徒，我们神应许。我们的主应许我们平安，但是为什么我们在这里受逼迫、受苦呢
？I think this is the second part of my sharing. I will try to wrap it up quickly.
这是我后半部分的分享，我也会尽快简短。
Why is suffering?
所以为什么要受苦
？And I think this is not a how to say a new topic.This is not a new topic.
我想这也不是一个新的话题。
We talked about many, many times.
我们也分享过许多次。
And I think it is a very it's also proper to bring this again.
但是我想这也是一个很合宜的时候，我们再一次来分享这个题目。
We know that even in our midst, over the past several years, there's a lot of suffering.
我们知道，就是在我们当中，在过去的几年中，也有许多的苦受苦。
We lost some precious brothers.
我们失去许多亲爱的弟兄。
You know, just last 2 years.
就是过去的两年。
And we have many people who are sick.
我们当中也有许多人啊、生病。
Whose family are separated.
啊、有家庭也被分开。
Why?
为什么
？I felt in this book of Peter, one theme. Kind of jump out.
我也觉得在彼得前书当中有一个主题、在我的面前。
And it's also pretty much a link with what we just shared a moment ago.
这也是在连上我们刚刚所分享的。
This particular verse in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 2.
这里讲到在彼得前书四章二节。
So as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God.
你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，再世度余下的光阴。
We also know, in the very introduction of First Peter,
我们知道，当我们一开始在简介彼得前书的时候
，Peter is addressing to those brothers and sisters dispersed as pilgrims.
我们彼得那里说，他写信是给分散在各地寄居的。
What are the pilgrims?
那些寄居的是谁呢
？In a way, they are in a place in a land that is not their own.
乃是他们住在一个地方，并不是他们的。
Brothers and sisters, are we here, this place, this United States, or whatever, wherever you are, is that your home?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如今在美国，或者是在任何的地方，那里是否就是你的家呢
？Physically, it is our home.
属地来说，是的，这是我们的家。
But this home is very transitional. It's very transitory. It's very short.
但是这个家是非常的短暂的。
But we have a real home up there.
我们在上头有一个真正的家。
Like in the book of Hebrews says that Abraham longed for that city.
就像在希伯来书中说，亚伯拉罕。盼望那城
，That is our real home.
那是我们真正的家。
So here, let's read this verse again.
所以我们这里再一次读这一段经文。
In Matthew 16, verse 15, chapter 16, verse 15 to 19.
马太福音十六章十五到十九节。
And then afterwards, 24 to 25.
之后有二十四、二十五节。
He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied.You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
And I tell you, you are Peter.And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Let's stop here for a very brief moment. The church is built upon this Christ, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
我们在这里停下，思想这里说，这教会是建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Brothers and sisters, we are in United States.
弟兄姊妹，我们是在美国。
And in Chinese, this is a beautiful country. The literally is beautiful.
中文来说，美国是一个很美的地方。
But is this our home?
但是是否这里就是我们的家？
We often forget, actually, on this earth, we are in a battlefield.
我们时常忘记，在这地上的时候，我们是在战场之上。
And as Christians, we cannot avoid suffering in the battles.
作为基督徒，在这征战当中受苦就是不可避免的。
It says the gates of Hades shall not prevail it.
这里说阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And when the church is in the right condition,
当教会在对的光景中
，it is a fierce fight with the enemy.
如果教会在对的光景当中，它必定与 与仇敌有激烈的征战。
So no wonder there's persecutions.
所以有逼迫并不奇怪。
And we come to this verse.
然后我们来到这个经节。
In Daniel chapter 2.
是在但尼理书第二章。
34-35.
34-35节。
I hope I did not bore you with so many stones.
希望弟兄姊妹不要厌烦这么多的石头。
As you looked, a stone was cut by no human hand.
你观看，见有一块非人手凿出来的石头。
And it struck on the image on feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces.
打在这像半铁半泥的脚上。
Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, the gold, all together were broken in pieces and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors.
于是金银铜铁泥都一同砸得粉碎，成如夏天禾场上的糠皮。
And the wind carried them away, so that not a trace of them could be found. But the stone that struck the image became a green mountain and filled the whole earth.
被风吹散，无处可寻。打碎这像的石头，变成一座大山，充满天下。
And this is speaking of this kingdom conflict.
这里就讲到这国度的征战。
And this word.The system of this world and the Satan's control.
这个系统都是在那二者撒旦的权下。
All this system, all the riches, all the glory of this world.
这世上的一切的体系，一切的丰富荣耀，都是在那二者的手下。
It will become like chaff before the wind.
但是有一天，他们被风吹散，就像糠皮一样。
All our degrees,
我们所有的学位
，our money.
我们的金钱
，our earthly possessions，
我们世上的所有
，is what talk about here like chaff，
都是正如这里说，有一天它要是如糠皮一样。
But the stone that struck the image will become a great mountain，
但是那打碎这像的石头必成一座大山
，and fill the whole earth，
充满天下
，and its kingdom will not never end，
它的国也永不衰残。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，do we want to hold the chaff？
我们是否要抱紧这糠皮呢
？Or we want to have a portion in that kingdom，
或者我们愿意在那国度当中有一份呢
？We know it is true, right？
知道这是真实的。
Know it is true. In our spirit, we know it is true.
我想我们弟兄姊妹在灵里面，我们也知道这是真实的。
But why do we still hold the chaff very closely, right？
但是为什么我们还是好像紧紧的要抱住那些糠皮
？We love the things of this world.
我们爱这世上的事。
Why？
为什么？
I think this the Lord's words address this the second part.
那我想主的话就针对了这第二部分。
In the Matthew 16:24-25, it says.
我们再回到马太福音16:24-25.
Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
于是耶稣对门徒说。若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
This word is very serious.
这话实在是何等的重。
And the Lord says, "Heaven and earth will pass."But my word will not fail.
我们的主也说天地都要废去，但我的话却不废去。
And this is a testing word for all of us.
这实在对我们每一个人都是有考验的一个话。
Are we willing to take up our cross and follow the Lord?
我们是否愿意背起我们的十字架来跟从我们的主
？If we do not,
如果我们不愿意的话
，we will be like those five foolish virgins.
我们就会像那五个愚拙的童女一样。
It's not, I read somewhere, it's not about punishment.
我有在也读到说，那并不是讲到那刑罚。
It is about regret.
而是讲到懊悔。
They will regret outside of this glorious kingdom.
他们就会在那荣耀的国度之外懊悔。
And what are we losing?
那我们就会失去什么？
We are losing the flesh. We are losing the life from Adam.
我们在这里，如果失去我们的肉体，失去我们属亚当的生命
，but we are gaining something much more glorious.
但是我们就得着那蛮有荣耀的。
We are gaining Christ.
就是得着基督。
I'll quickly wrap up.
我也快快的结束。
So this is the key verse of the second part.
这就是第二部分我分享的一个主题。
Since therefore is in First Peter chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
就在彼得前书四章一二节。
Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. For whoever has suffered in flesh has ceased from sin.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
So as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God.
你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意在世度余下的光阴。
Really thank our brother for this word.
我们实在是感谢我们的弟兄给我们这样的话语。
What we shall take as our arms?
我们要以什么作为我们的兵器？
We shall arm ourselves with the same way of thinking.
就是我们当以基督的心智作为兵器
，as Christ suffered in the flesh，
就是基督在肉身受苦。
Brothers and sisters, we know that God's purpose is not to have us suffer。
我们知道神的旨意不是要让我们受苦。
That is not God's purpose。
那不是神的旨意。
But we should have this arm, we should this heart that we are preparing to suffer, we are willing to suffer.
但是我们当有这样的心智作为兵器，我们预备也愿意，接过这个受苦。
And when we are having this heart,
当我们有这样的心智的时候
，this has become our arm,
就成为我们的兵器
，can conquer in the time of difficulty,
是在就在能在艰难的时候得胜。
And we know that through these trainings from our Father,
这样就借着这父他的管教
，and we can grow unto maturity,
我们能够长成。
By our natural man,
借着我们天然的人
，we always try to please our flesh.
我们都愿意啊讨自己肉体的喜悦。
Who don't love to, you know, we're not talking about the bad flesh.
啊，我们也不是讲好像那些坏的肉体。
Who don't want to, you know, like see all the beautiful scenery in this world?
啊，谁不想说啊去看啊这世界上所有的美景？
Who do not like gain a lot of riches, you know, and very smart?
谁不想要有很多的财富，也很聪明
？There's no way we can, sometimes there's no way we can deny ourselves.
有时候在我们，
ourselves.
有时候我们实在不能够舍己。
But the Lord sometimes engineered the situations that we went through suffering.
但是有时候主也是安排环境使我们经过苦难。
And through this suffering, we learn.That we do not love these transitory, we do not value these transient things.
就经过这样的受苦，主就教育我们说，我们不应当爱这些短暂的事物。
At the same time, the Lord showed us this glorious picture, this glorious vision, this glorious thing that He is doing in every one of us.
同时，也在这当中，主也就向我们启示，让我们看见那荣耀的意象，就是他在所他所做的。
And the purpose of this, all this, is that we live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions.
这一切就是说，从今以后，我们就可以不从人的情欲度余下的光阴。
But for the will of God,
乃是只从神的旨意。
And the will of God is glorious.
神的旨意乃是荣耀的。
It is so glorious. Think about this, brothers and sisters. This is not a fiction. This is not just a picture. There's something real is happening.
神的荣耀是荣耀是何等的真实，是何等的是正在发生的，并不是一个好像童话一样。
So I think I'll just wrap up that we saw these stones, this type in the Bible.
所以我就总结在这里说，我们看到这许多关于石头的预表
，and we are part of it.
我们知道我们也是其中的一份
and the Lord also works subjectively in each and every one of us
我们知道主也在我们每一个人身上有工作
in this background of kingdom conflicts
在这国度征战的背景之下
and in ourselves we need to take up the cross
我们自己每一位当背起我们的十字架
and arm ourselves with this, the heart willing to suffer
也以这样愿意受苦的心智作为兵器
And so that's my point.
所以这就是我要分享的。
And there are more points in the book of First Peter.
我们知道在彼得前书中还有其他的要点。
We talk about love.
他讲到爱
is actually all connected, right?
但实际上这些都是连在一起。
And we know that we should all connect to our head.
我们知道我们都应当连于元首。
And we should all connect to our head, like in the book of Ephesians, that we should love each other and build up each other in love.
我们知道，正如以弗所书当中所说，我们当彼此相爱，彼此建造。
So when I'm after I read the book of Peter carefully, and then I go back to read Hebrews.
所以当我仔细读完了彼得前书，又回去读希伯来书的时候
，I found so many similarities.
我看到许多许许多多相似的点
，and even some of the big structures are the same.
就是有的好像大的结构上，它也有相似。
Talk about suffering.
都是讲到受苦。
And talk about this glorious calling.
也讲到那荣耀的呼召。
And talk about this anchor of our faith.
也讲到我们信心的锚。
We should just stop here.
我们就停在这里。
A quick word of prayer.
一个简短的祷告。
May the Lord speak to us.
愿主向我们说话。
Lord, we do want to thank you for showing us so thoroughly, consistently through your word.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你，你借着我们看到你的话语是这样的全面，这样的连贯。
And it is a spiritual revelation that not to begin by human mind and wisdom.
实在，这是一个属灵的事，不是靠着我们人的头脑能够明白。
But we pray that the Holy Spirit continue to make these clear to us.
可是我们求你的圣灵继续的将这些讲解清楚给我们。
And especially give us the desire to respond to your love.
特别是给我们有这样的心智，这样的意愿，能够回应你的爱。
Either we went through triumph, smooth sailings, or sufferings.
或者我们经过平顺的生活，或者是经过受苦的生活。
We have a heart that we want to take up our cross and follow you.
我们都有一个心智，愿意背起我们的十字架来跟从你。
May our Father be glorified.
愿我们的父得着荣耀。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
What's the next time?
28.
The next time will be the 28th.
下一次聚会在28号。
Brother Lucio will share.
Lucio 弟兄会分享。